This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.
Abiding in the presence. When I was a young man, I was in Bible college, and the Lord, I was meditating on my bed before we went to a service, and we were going to preach and exhort and give altar calls and sing and all that, and we were doing that, and I was a freshman in college. I didn't hardly know how to get up and brush my teeth in the morning. I certainly didn't know how to wash my clothes. It was a pitiful sight. I would put on, I actually had socks coming out through my pant legs because I didn't know how to do anything. I was just learning how, I mean, my mom did everything for me, you know, literally, almost everything. Sent me away 2,000 miles away, almost 2,000 miles away, and I was just trying to get up and go to school in the morning. But I'll tell you what, on the weekends, I had enough training in me and hunger for the Holy Spirit that I left on a trip to stay 2 weeks and stayed 5 years with no clothes for just for 2 weeks, and I stayed 5 years. I don't know how I did it. My parents were not wealthy, but I had a church that backed me, and look where I am today, the very church that supported me. Now I pastor. But let me tell you something. As I'm meditating on my bed, I'm just going over the presence of the Lord, and I'm getting ready. I'm literally half asleep. And the Lord gives me this scripture. Abide in me and I in you, for as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. And I got up that day. I didn't have it memorized, but I got up and I went to church. And when I got to church and I got up and I began to minister, that scripture just started pouring out of me. I didn't memorize it, but I have now, and I've never forgotten it. And he gave me another one, too. He says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And I learned that the bread that I need is the word from heaven. Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth. He says, I am the bread of life. And the bread and the word are synonymous forevermore. Then he says, and the word that you need, says, man does not live by natural bread. You don't live by the natural things that will feed your appetites. You live by the word of the Lord that comes from heaven. Somebody say, I need a word from heaven. Does anybody need a word from heaven today? It will satisfy you. It will get you through the temptation. It will cause you to be able to say with confidence, it has already been written in my heart. My God said that he had a plan for my life. And devil, you've come too late to try to persuade me otherwise. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. No more can ye except ye abide in me. The word abide means to dwell. The word abide means to sit down. The word abide means to marry. The word abide means to live. The word abide means to remain. The word abide means to stay. Everybody say stay in the presence. Abide in the vine. Jesus is the vine. My Father, he said, is the vine dresser. You and I are the branches. And you know what? If you're cut off from the branch, you wither and you die. And by the way, when the devil comes at you and says, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to destroy you, I'm going to do away with you, this is all a bunch of baloney. You just need to remember who he is. He is a branch that used to be in the vine, and he's been cut off. He's standing there, but he's withering and he's dying as he's accusing and threatening you. And he's going to end up in the lake of fire. That branch is going into the fire. Why? Because he no longer abides. But you and I can say, in the presence. Another message on the presence. Imagine that. God is omnipresent. He's everywhere, but that's awesome. But I want to talk about the manifest presence. He's everywhere and holds everything together. When we're saved, he comes to live within us, indwells us, spirit to spirit, as I was sharing earlier, and fills us with his presence. When God makes his presence fully known to us, that's when we sense his manifest presence. I'm going to say it again. When God makes his presence, say, fully known. That's the manifest presence. Even when we make mistakes, God wants to make his presence clear to us because he loves us. When you make a mistake, don't run from his presence, run to his presence. I've been preaching enough on being free from condemnation to where that you, look, God sees you're going to make some mistakes. It's not a license to sin, but it is neither a license to run from God. You need to move back into his holy love and presence. He desires us to be in his presence, worshiping him. Here's the definition of manifest presence. The word manifest means to make known, to be seen, recognized, and understood, to perceive it. How many of you, when you walked in here and the presence of the, and the worship began to move, you begin to sense the presence of God? Okay. If you don't, that doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It just means you didn't feel anything. There's lots of times I come in here and I don't feel diddly or Bo either. Bo Diddley, you got to be there. But that don't mean he's not here. And it doesn't mean he's not manifesting in my life. Huh? He's able to manifest even when you don't know it. Do you know most of the people that are healed don't even know they're healed until they try to do something else or they go get tested? Are you listening? But let me tell you about manifest. Say, he's here. But he also has manifestation of his presence. If I were to tell you there's a billionaire that visited every service this morning in our church, that would be awesome. You say, well, I'll take your word for it because I don't see him. I don't know him. We don't know who he is. But when he comes up to the front row and takes a cashier's check and hands it to Ryan and says, here's $1 million, that billionaire has manifested. And when he goes to the second service, that's this service, and he walks up to you and hands you a check for $1 million, and you're in the front row, he has manifested. Say, he was here. Pastor told me he was here, but he just manifested. So I see him, I know him, and I've seen the proof of him. And the third service, everybody will be sitting on this front row. Because you think I'm kidding. You've seen the manifest presence of that billionaire. And you know his intention. Oh, somebody help me out here. I come expecting the manifest presence of God. Because he abides with me. Are you with me? Okay. God wants to make his presence known to every one of us. Say, every day. He wants us to recognize that he is with us. God wants to walk and talk with us, bless us, provide for us, heal me, and give us peace. He wants us to understand that we can live in his presence. Sin causes us to want to hide from God, but that is when we need him the most. Moses said to Father, I want you to go with us. You're sending me and the people to Canaan. And the Lord said, you got a stiff-necked people here. I've about had it with them. You know, God gets mad, but it's only for a moment. Are you listening? Have you ever had about that much, too much of your kids? Even your grandkids. I didn't think that was possible until the other day. There's a whole lot more of them than there was a while ago. Are you listening? And Moses said to God, oh, so you're not going with it? He says, No, I'll send my goodness. I'll send a representative. I'll send somebody with you, and I'll provide for you. He says, but I'm not going. You know, when my kids, it might be like them saying this, Papa. Papa, I could walk up to him and say, hey, kids, Papa, we want to go somewhere. I was like, well, you know what? Okay, kids, I want to go somewhere, Papa. Take us somewhere. Papa, take us somewhere. I said, you know what, kids? I don't think I'm going to go. You guys are more than I can handle. You know what? And I'm going to send Aunt Grantia over here. And you're going to go to the amusement park. And I'm going to pay for everything. And I'm going to provide for you. And I'm going to make sure you're safe. And I'm not going to let anybody bother you. And you're going to have a great time. And a lot of my times, my grandkids say, thanks. Or sometimes they don't even say thanks. I'm reminded of the 10 lepers, that ten of them were cleansed from leprosy, and they took off, but only one turned and came back and gave thanks. You know what he said? Listen, I'm talking about the manifest presence of God. You know how you get the manifest presence of God? Through worship. Everybody say worship. Worship. Go ahead and put it up there. Worship brings the manifest presence of God. Worship brings God's presence into our lives. And so he come back, that one Samaritan came back. He wasn't even of the Lord's people. He wasn't. The other nine were Jews because they called him a foreigner. The rest of them weren't foreigners. Had to be Jewish people. They were his people, and they didn't even say thank you. He came back and said thank you. When you come back into the presence of the Lord, those guys got healed, but this Samaritan got saved. He says, your faith. He says, where are the other nine? Where are the other nine? Where only this foreigner, this stranger has come back to me. I don't care how foreign you are to God, how stranger you are to God. If you'll come and thank him for what he's doing for you, he will make you whole. The others were healed of leprosy, but God saved this man's life. It's one thing to be healed. It's another thing to be completely whole. My kids, they wouldn't even say thank you. They just go. But, oh, what would it be like? And what is it like when Avon turns around and Braylon and Aria turns around and maybe Ava eventually and says, no, Papa, if you don't go, we don't want to go. Oh, I get mad and say, I'm not taking any of it. No, I say, really? You want Papa to go? I'm not going there. No, I want Papa to go. The other day, Ara turned to me, and she was going to go. She said, no, no, no. And she grabbed my hand. She said, no, Papa, you come. You go. She can have anything she wants. You don't get it. Your father's the same way. You don't get it. Your father's the same way. God loves you all the same, but he has favorites. Oh, no, you don't get it. He has favorites. He took Peter, James, and John up on the mountain, and the other however many stayed behind. Why? Because he has favorites. You know why? They were hungrier than the rest of them. Peter, James, and John, right? Hallelujah. Are you getting this? Avon was my favorite because he was the only one. I told him all of his life, your papa's favorite. Your papa, he didn't know he's my only one. Papa's, I was so impressed with my sister-in-law. She says, you're my favorite brother-in-law. It made me feel so good until I realized I'm the only one she had. So when Braylon came along, I said, hey, your papa's favorite, Bray. And Ava says, no, he's not. I am. I said, no. He's my favorite number two. You're my favorite number one. And then number three. Now number four. It's not my preference, it's just the order they came in. He is no respecter of persons. Oh, but he'll entertain those who are searching for him and refuse to go without him. Is this okay? Say presence. Oh, hallelujah. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Moses says, I'm not going without you. He just got through showing him his glory, his goodness. His glory is his goodness. His goodness is his glory. And when he showed him the glory, he says, I'm healer. I'm deliverer. I'm faithful. I'm patient. I'm true. I'm loving. I'm kindness. I'm goodness. And he says, oh, glory to God. He says, now go. I'm not going. He says, I'm not going without you. Are you listening? Say, I'm not going without you. Oh, that's pitiful. Tell him, say, Father, I'm not going anywhere without you. Father, I want your presence. Worship brings God's presence into our lives. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, is that true? Is that true? Thank you, Johnny. That's wrong, too. No, that's right. I got 5 minutes? Who took my time? Huh? Pastor Jason? Go get him. Cough that back up. Son. I'm mad at him, but it won't last long. You know why? He's my son. Now, I may get upset, but don't you touch him. Oh, man. I would have had more time, but Amanda kept playing. Hallelujah. I don't have time. I mean, I so far, so good. Oh, these long introductions. Say, taste and see. The Lord is good. Come back, Amanda. You hogged all the time. Now I don't have any. It's all your fault, kid. Mm-hmm. You better watch out. You're blind. I'm not nervous. I'm just trying to find a jumping off place. I'm going to talk about the power that's available to you as you learn how to go out and to come in. Going out and coming in. Going out and coming in. It's all through the scripture. I don't have time to go through the scriptures right now, but here's what it amounts to. When you go out into the world, into life, you must go with him. Not apart from him. Say presence. In his presence is fullness of joy. In his presence are rivers of refreshing. In his presence are protection. Is protection. In his presence is the fear of the Lord. In his presence is wisdom. Wisdom. When you come into the presence, in the temple, in Ezekiel, in 46, chapter 46, when they went into the temple, there were specific instructions. When you come in from the east gate into the temple. The temple is, everybody say, the presence. When you were in the temple, you were in the presence. The reason why Joshua was picked to be a leader is because he's the only one that will go out to the place of the tabernacle of meeting where the glory cloud came over and Moses was inside and Joshua was on the inside looking because he wasn't about to miss that glory. That's why he leads. When they came in, they were told to come into the east gate, the east door to the temple. But they said, when you leave, you must leave out the west door. They came in from the north door. They had to leave out a different door, the south door. Why was that? Because they said, and at times it's ridiculous. There might be ice. There might be rain. There might be sludge. There might be whatever. And go out the other door. It made no sense. Makes no sense. When you come into the house of God one way and you're in the presence of the Lord and it makes no sense, but when you leave out the other door, you leave out the different door. When you leave, you come in one way, but you leave differently than you came in. It makes no sense, but when you're in the presence of the Lord, everything changes. When you come into his presence, you'll come in one way, but you'll leave different than when you came. Presence of the Lord is not just feeling. It is God's power, God's provision being made manifest. It's not enough that he's in the room. He's got to hand you the check. And he wants to hand checks out today. But we must seek him and search for him with all of our heart because he loves the chase. He loves the relationship. You say, well, that sounds cruel. No, it's romantic. He's the groom. We're the bride. He wants relationship. No, don't look at me that way. If I can be a bride, you can too. Are you listening? Hallelujah. I can see Jesus. He's standing and he says, Father, look, They're ready. They're chasing after me. They're chasing after us. They're chasing after me. He says, I know, son. It's why we created them. It's why we died for them. It's why I gave you. It's why you died. It's why I gave my son. They're ready. They're ready. They're ready. They're ready. They're ready. Don't you dare complain when you're chasing after him, when you're searching after him, because when you search for him, you'll find him. When you search for him with all your heart, God wants to give you his whole heart. He wants your whole heart too. Woo! You know, when you get into the marriage chamber, you've never known such joy. And when you see the bounty that he's prepared for the one he loves the most. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, I think there's time has come where we're to recommission people of every walk of life, every age, every condition, every position in life, every situation, every circumstance in life. There is the time coming now where you want to recommission us. Lord, I have a mission, but it's a commission. I'm walking with you. You're walking with me. It's time for us to recommission this people to walk in the manifest presence of God. To see what eye hasn't seen, to hear what ears haven't heard, to experience and come into a knowledge of things that have not even yet entered into our hearts. In the simple ways, my friend, when you read your chapter every morning with your coffee, when you offer prayer on your way to work, much less when you come home in the evening and you spend the time with him before you pillow your head, just sitting in his presence. When you do those things, those subtle ways, God says, I see it, I acknowledge it, I want to give you more than you thought or imagined. I believe that's what God wants to do. If you have a dream, raise your hand. How many of you aren't there? Raise your hand. How many of you have encountered opposition? Raise your hand. Put your hands down. His presence will take you through. His presence will protect you. I have news for you. The devil's scared of you and God. And no weapon formed against you will ever be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises against you, every demon that says it's never going to work, I'm going to kill you before your time. You're too old. It's never going to happen for you. Every demon that rises against you, every tongue that rises against you, you will condemn. Because you have the authority. All you need is the power. The authority came from Jesus. He gave it to you in the book of Matthew. But I got good news for you. The power comes from presence. Authority is different than power. Power comes from his presence. So when you speak and tell those tongues, shut up. That is your heritage. That is your right. And you're able to do it because your righteousness is from the Lord, says God.
Hallelujah. This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.